So we're on verse 16 now. What is the heavy load? No, what is the load heavy to carry, difficult to put down, and always harmful? Think of the verse you say when you're taking the eight Mahayana precepts. Might give you a clue. Yeah, the contaminated aggregates. Okay. One's own samsaric aggregates that are conditioned by karma and afflictions. Okay. So our contaminated aggregates or our polluted aggregates, the pollution means that they are under the influence of ignorance, okay? Not under the influence of wisdom and compassion, but under the influence of ignorance. And the aggregates, we have the five aggregates, so together they make up the body and the mind. So the form aggregate is the body. And then we have four mental aggregates: feelings, discriminations, volitional factors or conditioning factors, which is a grab bag for everything you don't know where to put. And then the fourth one is the primary consciousness. So these are what we say make up a person, or we could say they're the basis of designation of a person, you know, and dependence upon these five, then the person is imputed or designated. So these are, okay, they're conditioned by ignorance and affliction, ignorance and karma, in the sense that through our mind that misapprehends how we exist and how phenomena exist, then we generate attachment, anger, jealousy, pride, laziness, all the other good ones. You know, all the things that make you feel miserable inside. And then these things, except attachment, it kind of makes us feel good for a while until we don't get what we want and then we're stuck in misery. But by means of, you know, these different mental afflictions, then we do actions, you know, elevating our status, manipulating people, trying to get what we want, destroying what we don't like. Yeah. And then those actions leave karmic seeds or karmic latencies on our mind stream. And then when the causes and conditions come together, then these, you know, the residual energy left over from our actions, these karmic latencies or karmic seeds, then they ripen and they influence what we get born as, what we experience, our habitual actions, the environment we're born in, you know, they influence many different things about, you know, our life, including, well, you know, the primary one is what we're born as. So what aggregates we get, what body and mind that we take is governed by afflictions and then the, you know, the ignorance, the afflictions, and then all the actions that we do. So it's in that way that we're not free. You know, we're confined by the ignorance and the polluted karma that we created. Yeah, so that's why the aggregates, you know, because once we're born in these aggregates, yeah, once we have this body and mind, then we're really not free. Okay, we like to think we're free, yeah. How free are we? You know, we have a body that gets old and sick and dies without asking us permission. Yeah? And we can't control. It's going to get old no matter what we do. It's going to get sick. It's going to die at the end of the day. You know, we're totally enslaving to this body that's going to do whatever it wants, you know, based on ignorance and the polluted karma. No. And the same with our mind. You know, we sit down to meditate, mind goes off here, goes off there. We have all sorts of emotions that we don't really want to have. And then we say, I don't want to have this emotion, I want to get rid of it. And there it is anyway. Yeah. So we're not even, you know, even our minds aren't free. Simply because of these habit patterns, simply because of ignorance and how its influence on our life. Yeah, so that's why the body and mind we have is less than satisfactory, and why the seventh Dalai Lama is calling it the load heavy to carry, because it's like the person is the porter and these aggregates are what we're carrying along with us. You know, we want to be happy, but what do we have on our back? You know, this pile of 5 really heavy bricks. Okay, so it's heavy, difficult to put down, because, you know, we don't want to put it down because we're so attached to it. Yeah, I mean, we're very attached to our body, aren't we? Our body gets sick, it gets old, it dies, and yet we love this body. Isn't that strange? Yeah. I'm not saying we should hate our body, and killing ourselves certainly doesn't do any good. It only does harm. But it's strange how this body, which is not the source of long-term happiness or security or well-being, is something that we're so attached to and we don't want to put down. Because at the end of life, when we're leaving this body, the mind says, I want another one. You know, give me another one, because I need an identity, and a body gives me an identity. Yeah? So then, propelled by afflictions and karma and ignorance, the mind gets attracted to another body, you know? And there we go again, you know, replaying the whole scene. Yeah? Okay, so it is heavy to carry, difficult to put down, and always harmful. In other words, no matter what we get reborn as long as our body and mind are under the influence of afflictions and karma, there's going to be no lasting peace. Yeah. No matter what we get reborn as, no matter how much money we have, no matter how much social status we have, no matter whether the world thinks that we are the best thing it ever had and everybody in the world loves us, none of those things are going to solve the problem of having a body and mind under the control of afflictions and karma. The only way to solve that problem is by generating the wisdom that realizes the opposite of what ignorance grasps at. In other words, the wisdom that realizes how things actually exist has the power to overcome the ignorance. When the ignorance is overcome, then the afflictions can't arise. Then we stop creating the karma to take rebirth. Yeah. Then, if you're in the bodhisattva path, yeah, you start developing the abilities to manifest different bodies in different places in the universe to be of benefit to other living beings. Okay, so, you know, we got to do something with these 5 contaminated aggregates. That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. And wisdom is the solution. Yeah. Otherwise, pampering these 5 aggregates, we've been doing that since beginningless time. You know, it's like, how much pleasure can you experience with your body before it just gets to be a rerun of what you've done before? Yeah? I mean, you go out drinking and drugging, you feel great until the next morning, then you got to do it again. Yeah? You go out and you have a relationship and it's fantastic until it isn't. And then you got to go find somebody else. You know, you have the perfect job, which is super duper, until things go wrong. You know, it's like within cyclic existence, there's no opportunity for lasting peace in our minds or any kind of lasting security. Yeah, because we're always seeking security within samsara. Samsara means this thing of taking rebirth again and again. under the influence of ignorance, we're always looking for some kind of security. I want to fix everything and make it just the way I want it, and then it's going to stay that way. Okay, is that possible? Yeah. It would mean stopping time. Yeah. It would mean that nothing would ever change. Everything would be frozen. Is that possible? To make things that are in the nature of changing every moment, to freeze them? Impossible. Yeah. So trying to, you know, arrange our duckies and freeze it, you know. It's like, okay, I'm going to take a picture, and now it's frozen, and everything's going to stay like that. Impossible. Yeah. So generating wisdom and compassion are the only way to find some kind of lasting peace and relief and joy. Okay, so you do the same thing again, 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 and it's like, oh, it's so sad that I do this. Oh, woe is me. And you get depressed instead of saying, now I got to get out of cyclic existence. Okay, well, part of that happens, first of all, because you're not thinking about, you're not having the worldview of cyclic existence, you're just having the worldview of this life, and you're still grasping at the happiness of this life. Yeah? Because why do we get sad? Because I don't have the happiness of this life. Yeah? If you continually develop the worldview of this is just one life amongst infinite previous beginningless lifetimes, and you know, why am I here? Because of ignorance. And what is the meaning of my life? And how can I make it meaningful? Then when you see that these things don't, you keep doing the same thing again and again, and it's not working, then you start saying, oh, I can do something different. But as long as the mind is still saying, but I want the happiness of this life, and it's so sad I'm not getting it. And I want to be a Dharma practitioner and be enlightened, but I also want the happiness of this life too. I don't want to give up anything. Right? Yeah, I want my cake and I want to eat it too. Yeah, and I want nirvana to come without creating the causes for it, because I'm too busy being involved in my samsara and enjoying it. And it's so sad if I can't get all that happiness I want. Oh yes, I'm such a bad Dharma practitioner. Whip, 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 beep, beep. You know? Yeah.